Hello, I'm Barry Horowitz, and you're listening to The Strategy Game, a monthly podcast for business leaders on attaining sustainable growth. This is issue number 49, and it's called Innovation and Growth. Can you have both? Back when Tesla began, around 2003, the company was all in on innovation. Its commitment to creating electric vehicles, or EVs, that are also performance cars that could travel long distances is perhaps one of the reasons the EV market has grown so rapidly in this century. EVs have been around a lot longer than that. But Tesla's position as EV innovation leader is now at risk. The latest breakthroughs are now coming from other companies, and Tesla will soon lose its claim of selling more EVs than all competitors combined. Does growth necessarily inhibit innovation? Probably. In the beginning, basically everything is experimentation as an organization seeks to establish itself, determine market need. Innovation is the air they breathe. But as a company grows, predictable challenges crop up. Systems and processes, for example. In the startup stage, most people in the company need to be good at doing many things well. Generalists mostly, and be willing to wear many hats as the need arises. But as the organization evolves from testing ideas to building on them, the skill sets within the team may be mismatched. Roles become more specifically defined, and processes are implemented to make major activities efficient and repeatable. Communications as well. Many years ago, while developing the startup I co-founded, my business partner and I were in constant communication. It was just the two of us, so we knew everything that was going on. Once we succeeded in raising funding and started to build a team, our casual approach no longer worked. With 36 people in four states, ultimately, we necessarily introduced more structured ways of keeping everyone engaged and informed. Orientation and focus as well. As Eric Ries, the author of The Lean Startup, says, in the earliest stages of a startup, it's a search for product market fit. Almost by definition, everything you do at that point is an innovation. To be successful, you have to pay attention to how the customers or stakeholders you seek react. You learn what they like and what they wish were different, and you adjust until you get it right. But once you discover the optimal set of features and functions, it becomes important to establish processes to lock down the version and start to scale. At that point, changes to the process, let alone the offering itself, can interfere and are less welcome. So if the innovation and growth trade-off is inevitable, how do you address it? Well, here are some suggestions. Expect it, for one. If you understand and acknowledge these normal and inevitable changes, you can work to ensure that you stay on top of market changes and continue to innovate. Avoid a stark either-or by keeping an eye on your strategy and your market. Two, communicate deliberately. Innovation requires awareness and shared priorities all across the organization. The entire company needs regular updates on critical, high-level issues. Market changes, new customers, new company offerings in the works, etc. This can be done in person or by Zoom or through company-wide emails and Slack or whatever other tools you choose, but it can't be left to chance. For example, one of my clients held a regular Monday morning standing meeting. They literally stood so that the team would quickly share what was necessary and not settle in for something longer. Everyone knew this meeting was short and essential, and by holding it weekly, everyone stayed on or at least close to the same page. Three, leave time for strategic thinking. It's easy to miss important shifts when your focus is entirely on process efficiency. But the landscape, both internally and externally, is always changing. Are your competitors getting stronger? How are market demands evolving? Where are you most vulnerable? Companies get into trouble when they dismiss small but continuing challenges. As I've written before, things tend to get worse gradually and then all at once. Allocating time to consider how upcoming changes may affect your strategy helps keep your brain in the innovation space. Clearly, some loss of innovation is inevitable as companies grow, scale, and mature. That's just the nature of the beast. But it need not be all or nothing. It's a matter of degree as to how much of the former you give up as you chase the latter. In the long run, the more innovation you can hold on to, the more likely you are to achieve your goals for both growth and success. Thanks for listening.